Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 156 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, in the last couple of episodes of Camera Position, we talked about feedback on your work and the type of feedback you typically get contrasted against the type of feedback you want, which is true, genuine critique of your work. In truth, critique of any sort is based entirely on critical thinking. Critical thinking, the objective analysis and evaluation of something in order to form an evaluation of that thing. Critical thinking is at the base of how we come to know something. Critical thinking, in short, is the engine of learning. So it makes sense that one of the most important things we can do as photographers, and in fact as good citizens of the world, is engage in critical thinking on a regular basis, especially about things that are important to us. So how can we integrate critical thinking into our lives, photographic or otherwise? We can do it by asking questions, the right kinds of questions, and asking them in the right way. When confronted with a new idea or a new piece of art or really anything that the critical thinker hasn't encountered before, that person has to ask these questions. First of all, what's happening? Thinking critically means gathering basic information and beginning to think of questions based on what you're seeing. Secondly, why is it important? Ask yourself why this new thing is significant and whether or not you could agree that it is important or significant. Thirdly, what don't I see? Take a look at whatever this new thing is and see if you can find anything missing that you think should be there or something that is important that isn't immediately obvious. Next, how do I know? Ask yourself where the information came from and how it was constructed, what it is that you're looking at, and how I come to know what it is that is there in front of me. Next, who is saying it? Who is the photographer, or the writer of the article, or the speaker of the speech, the other maker of the thing? And what is influencing them that might inform my opinion about this new thing or new experience? And lastly, what else? And really importantly, what if? What other ideas exist, and are there other possibilities? Well, first off, I'm hoping that many of you listening have noted there are an awful lot of similarities between establishing a line of critical thinking about just about anything and the steps I outlined previously for doing an effective critique of a piece of artwork. For the critique, we simplified the steps a bit into describe, analyze, interpret, and evaluate, but the essence is still the same. Gather facts and then use those facts to find an answer to the question at hand. But with critical thinking, we add a step. And the step that we add, what else or what if, is really important as a component of not only critical thinking, but of creative thinking as well. Asking what if questions opens up the floor to new creative solutions. What if I do this, then that, and then change the order of those two things? What if I tried this same photograph, but instead of doing it at noon, tried it at night? The only rule for a what-if question is that they always have to be phrased openly and positively in order to achieve positive results. A closed or a negative question is counterproductive. So you have to try to do this one thing, sometimes difficult for us to do, to rid yourself of the why can't I kinds of questions and instead formulate what if I kinds of questions that can lead you to the next creative idea or the next creative photographic project. So our discussion of feedback a few episodes ago led us to a discussion of critique, which is a deeper way of looking at our photographs and allowing us to get more out of them. Dovetailing those ideas with concepts of critical thinking can take us on a deeper dive into our creative selves and help us to unearth new and exciting ideas that we can use in our photography. So think about creative critical thinking and asking what if questions. Do some of that, and we'll see you the next time on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.